You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
People are going to get real angry with me for turning that down. Adam Hathaway. Hello?
Oh, hi.
Hi, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I know you're there.
I'm here.
I could sense it. Thanks for joining me on 95BFM today.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, man.
It's Matthew Crawley here. We met earlier.
We're cousins.
We're cousins. It's great.
We're literally cousins.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I knew that.
Cool.
We'll talk about that off air. I think there's been a little bit of... But no, yeah, definitely. We're beautiful cousins and friends and, you know, and sometimes I wonder if, there's, you know, if one day down the road we might even get married. Hey, so if people don't know what the hell I'm going on about, that's very fair, but do you know that Adam Hathaway makes music and lives in Canterbury and is one of the great showmen of our country? And did you know that he has released this beautiful album called High Horse? I love it.
Oh, thanks, Matthew.
I love it.
I'm so glad to hear that.
You've released a lot of music. You kind of never stop making music, do you?
I'm just taking a break right now from the Warren Zevon tribute album I'm recording in Melbourne right now.
Oh, man. Are you going to do something?
There's something wrong, man. There's something wrong.
No, the thing is, I've been thinking about this. You know, there's certain people in the world who are just, you know, they're married to what they do. And, you know, you might sometimes take a step back and think, I'm fucked. But no, you're actually, you're doing the right thing. You're kind of doing what you were put here on the earth to do. And I think, thank you for it, you know. Thank you for the songs. Tell us about this new album, High Horse. I mean, other than that, it's just beautiful. Tell us a little story.
Well, that's all I was going to say about it.
Okay.
But, I would have thought it was, you know, just another one of our albums. In saying that, they're all quite different. I think they should be. All got their own little flavour. Hmm. Maybe this one is the most different. It's the one we've actually worked the longest on.
Right.
Your cousin who's closer to you than me, bloodwise, Mark Perkins was the engineer and played quite a lot on it. Played a beautiful piano on some songs.
Mm.
So it was just me, him, Elmore Jones, my soul brother, and Marlon Williams. Just there were a bunch of other people who played on it, but it was us four at the helm from start to finish.
Yeah. Oh, it's brilliant. You know, because I guess you have, what I guess I mean by this sort of like you never stop. I mean, lots of people put albums out, then wait a while and put albums out. But I do feel there's a sort of a very admirable relentlessness to you in what you do. I think it's, you know, you drop a bomb on us and it's always great quality, but then you just keep on going. Is that, do you have a kind of an engine inside you that doesn't switch off, or how, tell me about you?
You know, like in the 60s and 70s, bands put out an album each year.
That's
so
true.
I think creating music at that rate, if you're a musician, seems natural to me. I know I have lots of friends who are that prolific. You know, that's on average one song a month that you've got to write that's good enough. So that's not that crazy. It's just the expense. And so Elmore and I can make music at our homes for free, as a lot of people can. Our first album was done that way. So a lot of our stuff has been done that way. And then the other thing that gets in the way is the whole release campaign and everything.
The business.
There's a certain model that most bands adhere to, that, you know, everything needs to take this long. You got to do it and then send the thing out and then wait around and then you got to wait for the next thing to come in and whatever. So, but if you get on a roll, you can have some things on the back burner, and then if you wanted to release one album a year, if you had the means to do it, financially, or if you can do it on the cheap, then you can just do an album. Yeah, and we're definitely motivated to keep creating at that rate because you can keep getting better. It's like, of course, you're just going to get better, and not necessarily better, but continue forward on the path.
Yeah,
that sounds.
I get it. And, you know, I would say that you started out pretty damn enjoyable, but it's, you know, I think there is something about this record where there's a sense of a fairly arrived arrival, you know. I love it. Everything from the woodcut cover, which is
it
super
works
cool.
So well.
Yeah, it's super nice. And you got a few. There's a little Ernie Bell on here, isn't there? A couple of those little duets to be had. And but yeah, I don't know. I mean, we're sort of just talking to you rather than with you here, but I'm a fan. I'm not going to apologise, I suppose. But you're in Melbourne. Are you really recording a Warren Zevon covers album?
Yeah.
Oh man.
I'm recording with my Elmore's here because we're doing some shows over here, and I'm at my friend Brett's place, Brett Stanton, who he's well into. You probably know him.
Yeah, kia ora, Brett.
I worked with the Phoenix Foundation a lot.
Yeah, that's right.
And Ebony Lamb when it was Evan Sparrow, so he was a Wellington guy. He's actually from Sydney, but he's lived here for a while and we looked up, and yeah, it's just what we're kind of doing in between this album is mostly sung by me and Milan Boric from the band Pluto.
But oh, well.
More about me. Yeah, so that's just a crazy... it was just a drunken decision late at night with Milan.
Yeah, have you guys ever...
we've stuck to it.
Have you guys ever had, like, a punch-up over who's the most handsome, or...?
It's coming.
Ahead. That is definitely brewing. As soon as you told me who you were singing with, I was like, jeepers, that poor microphone. It's going to go in somebody's teeth. have you ever heard the Magnolia Electric Company cover of Werewolves of London?
No, I haven't heard that one. There's a lot of covers of his songs I didn't realize before I started this, but I haven't heard that one.
Who cares? You know, if you want to talk about the 1960s again, you know, actually, I was thinking when you said that about the 60s thing, me asking my dumb throwaway question about your prolific nature. I was writing about Nancy Sinatra the other day, you know, and she released four albums in 1964, I think, or 1966. One year she released four albums, and no one was bothering her about it, you know. So forgive me.
Yeah, that was so normal then. And I guess not. I think it's fair enough because most people don't, no one puts out four albums a year now. But I guess back then, yeah, the whole business was just churn it out, put out a single every, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks or something like that. Mm. And I guess, she was doing mostly covers. And, I love Nancy Sinatra. I can never get sick of the Nancy and Lee album.
No. What's it, do you know?
And Sugar's great as well, even though it's like a weird kind of like, jumping on her dad on daddy's sound, but it's in a cool, I don't know.
I love that album too. That was the album I was writing about, actually.
Cool.
But there's some great reissues that have come out with like some of the singles of the era, like, you know that song Lightning's Girl? Lightning's Girl, do you know that song?
No, I don't know that one.
Okay, well, if I can gift you something today here on 95BFM, Vincent HL told me about that song, Lightning's Girl by Nancy Sinatra.
Oh, right.
I guarantee it'll be in your, you'll be covering it within the week. So good.
Okay, I'm writing it down right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay, so part of the reason we're talking is great, you've released a new album, and we're loving it, but you know, you are taking it on the road, as you famously do, so let's plug that. Tell us about what you're coming up on the 6th of December to Tamaki Makaurau.
Uh-huh. That's right. Playing at Whammy Bar. Playing at Whammy Bar on the 6th of December.
Yeah.
Very much looking forward. We're playing with Arahi.
Oh, fantastic.
Amazing.
Fantastic. I've been listening to his new trio today, and I love it.
Oh, cool.
That's great.
He's been wanting to do something with him, so,
Oh, brilliant. Well, I just think, I'm really grateful for your presence on the... on the scene, you know. Sometimes you think that we'll never have a new hero arise, but here you are.
Yeah.
I'm pretty curious about how we relate. I can't remember. It's something to South Island and Mark.
We're not really related. Your cousin is Mark, right?
Yeah.
Are you guys first cousins?
Yeah, we're the first cousins there ever has been.
His cousin, his second cousin Robert, sorry, his other cousin Robert, on not related to you, is my second cousin.
Really?
So I'm not even related to my, yeah, so it's pretty.
Oh, okay, well there we go.
It's pretty loose.
There we go.
But, you know, we're all related.
Yeah, we're all one. Why don't you should write an album about that. I hope it's going really well over there for you. And I reckon probably what I should do is crank. What's your favourite song on the album?
Oh, is it Mellow? Is it time for? Oh,
who cares?
You know what? Let's just go for Mercy for the Week. That one features our good buddy Ernie Bell, and so the Tamaki Makaurau kids will like that.
Sounds good. Mercy for the Week. Here it is. It's track 8 on the record. Tell us, is it out on vinyl record at all, or are you a compact disc man? But both.
Yes, we, the Christchurch label Leather Jacket Records has kindly put this out on vinyl for us.
Honestly.
A friend of Joe Clark, who did the cover.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so Matthias has Leather Jacket Records. He's put out a few great records this year.
I'm just going to say this. Thank the ghost of Johnny Cash for Leather Jacket Records of Aotearoa. Like, just check it out. If you haven't already looked up Leather Jacket Records, you'll find that they have a 100% hit rate on Brilliant Records. So
yeah, Blue Dreams, Hollyoaks.
Extraordinary. Yeah. Have I missed anything, by the way? Are there any crucial points that I've forgotten to make? I'm probably going under the radar for the tickets.
Yep,
yeah. And I mentioned
it's going to be a fun show.
Yeah, I've mentioned how handsome you are. People can look you up. You know, it's amazing. That can sell a show, Adam. So don't be shy.
Right. All of your cousins are hot.
Yeah. What happened to me? I will talk to you soon. I'm going to hang up on you now. I'm going to play the song that you love off your record, which I love, and we'll see you at the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Matthew.
Party on. Talk soon.
All right.
Bye-bye. Well, that was Adam Hathaway, and this is his song. It's called Mercy for the Week, featuring Ernie Bell from the album High Horse. Go see him at him and his entourage at the Whammy Bar on the 6th of December. You won't regret it.
You're a liar and a cheat. You have no mercy for the weak. And I don't know why I keep on coming back. You just don't know how it feels. You're just a heart attack on wheels. And I'm pinned against the wall, and there's a fact. Just won't get out of bed, and I don't know how I'm feeling the same way. Just when I think I've had enough, I just keep on acting tough. I'm a cautionary tale, so stay away. Well, you have everything you need, satisfaction guaranteed, and you've broken every law along the way. But if your heart is made of stone, I wish you'd just let me alone, 'cause in the end you know it's me. Just keep on acting tough.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.